Now, for those of you that aren't listening and are wondering what the heck this is all about, I am accepting Mitt Romney's nomination to be vice president on the Republican ticket. And if you believe that, you believe that this radio station has competition in Atlanta. Now, here is the story. This is what we've been teasing you about. And thanks to some computer glitches and wayward software, some of this snuck out yesterday. But I am not retiring yet. I'm announcing my retirement. My last day on the air will be January. What's the matter with you? Belinda, if you start getting teary-eyed, I'm going to start getting teary-eyed. So knock it off. My last day on the air is January the 21st of next year, which is the day we inaugurate a new president. If it's Barack Obama, then I'm going to disappear into the mountains somewhere and come out after he has completely destroyed this country. If it is Mitt Romney, then we're all going to leave the air. Well, we're going to start drinking. We'll start drinking as the show begins, and they will carry me out of here on a stretcher or something at the end of the show in celebration. Now, let me tell you, this isn't easy. This is the second time I've retired. The first time was retiring from my law practice in 1992. That was easy. That was easy. It was not only easy, it was joyous. And I know some contented attorneys, but that's just far too stressful for me, and I don't suffer from stress. I cause stress. So that's why I came to talk radio. Now, I've mentioned, you know, just a little background, because I'm going to start rambling now. Why did I retire from the practice of law? In 1991, on Christmas night, we were visiting some friends. I don't keep friends very long, so I can't tell you who they were. But on the way home, Donna and I were driving, and I started kind of going, ugh. Donna said, what's the matter? I said, my chest hurts. I'm having chest pains. Really? We drove to a hospital, and she and I went and sat in the emergency room. Now, I didn't want to go through all the nonsense of checking in. And I was self-insured at the time. So I just sat there until the pains went away. Then we got up and left. And the next day I went to see my doctor. Buzz Sawyer was my doctor. And I told him what had happened. And he hooked me up to an EKG machine. And he said, okay, Bortz, you're fine. You did not have a heart attack. And then he looked at me and he said, but something is causing you a lot of stress. Find out what it is and get rid of it, or it's going to kill you. And I knew what it was. It was practicing law. One particular client above all others. So I got rid of it. And I just devoted myself to talk radio from that point on. And this has been, wouldn't you agree, Belinda, a stress-free job for me? I don't feel stressed doing this.
No, not at all.
It's just been a total and absolute joy. Now, I'm going to miss everything associated with doing a talk radio show. Everything. And more than anything else, I'm going to miss these two girls right here. Stop it, Belinda. Yeah, I can see the glistening in your eyes. But Belinda and Christina, I mean, they are as close to me as family without us sharing genes or marriage vows. But absent those two, they're as close to me as any two people can ever be. And the listeners, you see, the odd thing about talk radio is there's a hell of a broadcasting and radio community in Atlanta, but I'm not part of that community. Because I never developed, really, a relationship with other radio people in this community because I've been, for the last 20 years here at WSB, the mothership, developing a relationship with listeners. You know, you're not going to develop a relationship with compact discs or MP3s if you're a disc jockey, but if you're a talk jockey, you'll build that relationship with listeners. So you don't walk away from a job as a disc jockey saying, damn, I'm going to miss that CD. But you do walk away from a job like this saying you're going to really miss the listeners. And I am, because you people have been a part of my life, especially the 1.5% of you that actually will ever call. And that's about the percentage. You've been a part of my life for, 42 years of talk radio, and some of you go all the way back to Ring Radio. But 20 years here at WSB. Now, let me put this to rest. I have absolutely no health problems, period, at all. I'm not doing this because I'm fixing to die. I'm not doing this because I've come up with some horrible diagnosis and I'm going to get out there and run full speed until I drop dead somewhere. Just last week, I had a colonoscopy and a pap smear, and they're both great. Okay? I was squeaky clean. And, you know, my blood, every time I get my blood pressure test, 118 over 59, and the nurse says, well, what are you taking? Nothing. You don't have this kind of blood pressure without taking medication. Well, this Homo sapien does. So this is not health related. It is all about me and the Queen. It is me and Donna. As much as I love this job, it is just too restrictive. I can't travel. And our passion is travel. We love to go. And in the last couple of years, just the last couple of years, Donna has visited New Zealand, Australia, Hong Kong, Tahiti, for God's sake, Tahiti. She's gone to Morocco. She's gone to Spain. She's gone to Portugal. She's been in London and in Ireland. She's been all over the place. And on all of these trips, I mean, right now, she's on the books to go to Malaysia again, Kuala Lumpur, back to Singapore. What am I going to be doing? I'm sitting right here. In talk radio, you can't take time off. You can't travel. So that is why I am pulling the plug. It's so that Donna, I can participate and share with Donna the common passion that we have for travel. You know, you've heard me say a couple of times in recent weeks, you've heard me refer to the Bortz bus. Okay, I just put up a lot of what I'm saying right now. I just put up a link on Twitter, and it's now on Neil's News. It should be by now, I guess. And you can go on there, and you can click, and you can see what I mean about the Bortz bus. Now, I didn't put an actual picture of it up there because I don't like patching bullet holes. But there's pictures of the interior. The day on January 22nd of next year, it's going to be Bortz bus taillights as we head west. And I'll roll back into home, maybe passing through Atlanta, about 8 months later. 8 months on the road. We park every once in a while, fly back to Atlanta to see the grandbaby. Try to abduct her. Take her on the road with us. And then as soon as I get back from about 8 months in the Bortz bus, I'm packing up and heading to Antarctica. While Donna heads to Malaysia. She's got that plan. And then by that time, it's 2014. Then we head to Europe for a couple of weeks on a riverboat on the Rhine, the Danube, the Main, all of these. We've got the travel planned. So that's the primary reason.